Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerruttori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, a very scary Saturday night down in St. Cloud. I want to use the injury to Adam just as kind of a general, a broad stroke to a conversation here about the safety of this game. Generalities, has this game ever been safer than it is right now?
Oh, I don't know, Schultz. I mean, I guess you could probably look at different phases of time and just say, you know, it was safer in this area, but maybe this other area it wasn't. And again, I have never really thought about it to see, again, where we at now compared to where we were at 20 years ago. I mean, or 30 years ago or 40. But, you know, the bottom line is these kids are bigger, faster, stronger today. Yeah, the equipment's better. But, I mean, these guys are – I mean, they're athletic. And just take a look at them. I mean, they're fit. And, again, the speed of this game is off the charts. You take a look at the National Hockey League right now, holy moly, in college hockey. So I don't know. I mean, there's obviously, you know, things you can look at. We try to do the best we can as far as safety goes, and key on certain areas that, you know, can be troublesome. But again, it's, you know, nothing, you know, it, I mean, it is, it's just a, you know, it can be, it can be a game that's, again, it's just very rough, you know. And
there is always an innate danger in sport that injuries and accidents and mistakes are going to happen. That's part of sports. It's going to happen. You try to minimize it. Isn't that what all the rule changes and all the – I mean, heck, what's it been now? More than a decade that stop signs have been on the backs of youth hockey players?
Yeah, I mean, we have the stop signs. We've got, you know, obviously goaltender interference. We're trying to protect the goaltender because there's just a lot of things that go on in the blue. I mean, obviously things against the wall and, you know, charging and, you know, there's a lot of things that you're open ice hitting. There's, you know, the open ice hits. If you get an open ice hit, there's a good chance it's a penalty. Yeah. So.
Are you glad that now there is a quote unquote concussion protocol and there are steps that need to be followed before a player can come back in instead of just going off of, hey, how are you feeling today?
Well, for sure. I mean, you know, it's very important. And, I mean, you know, you can sit there and how many times did people come back? They had guys coming by, Schultz. How many times did people come back when they weren't supposed to come back? So I want guys coming back when they're ready to come back, too. So concussion protocol is very good. Hey, my own son, I mean, his career was cut short because of concussion. So, I mean, you know, it's just it's very important that we have that, and you come back when you're supposed to come back.
If you had to guess, how many concussions did you have in your playing days?
I don't know. I had one for sure, and I told it to Flammer last week. It's weird. It was high school hockey. It was actually very similar to Flammer's. It's crazy. I got helped off the ice. I don't remember anything. I thought it was in a different corner. You know, but that was high school hockey. I mean, there was times I got hit hard. I can't remember, Schultz, to be honest with you. And, you know, but it was so long ago. But that's what that one, I remember like it was yesterday because I had a headache for 3, 4, 5 days. I can't remember. It was, you know, looking back at it, it obviously was a scary situation without realizing it was scary at that particular time.
There aren't too many places that have ambulance and EMTs and stretchers on premises anymore. How comforting, for lack of a better term, was that last week that immediate action was taken?
Yeah, they did their due diligence right there, and they did what they had to do for Flammer, and they did the right thing.
Looking back now, you had a 5-minute power play coming out of that with all of the emotions and the gamut of things that the guys were thinking of at that time. How hard was it to get them back into, oh, yeah, we have a game to finish?
Yeah, I think so. But, you know, it might have been the same for St. Cloud as well. So both, you know, I think both teams were feeling that a little bit.
More with Coach Cerruttori when we return. Corner Bar pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show. Brian Schultz with head coach Tom Cerruttori. Tommy, you lose Adam Fulmang tonight because of the injury from last week. Your line chart looks completely different than it did last week. How much of that is Adam Fulmang is out? How much of that is we're 4 games in with a lot of new faces and we got to figure out what's going to work?
I think it's more the 4 games and we got to figure some things out, and we're still doing, there's still a lot of experimenting.
Take the fans into that coach's room. You might say, hey, I want to swap this guy and this guy. How many other conversations that are had of, okay, you make that change, now we need to make this change and this change too?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot that goes into personnel. We're not, hey, It's not like we're right. I mean, a lot of times, again, what we're doing is it is experimenting. And but we have a method to our madness. We have reasons, why we're doing something, but it doesn't mean it's right. And, you know, we're just trying to figure some things out right now. And sometimes it takes a long time, and sometimes you never can, because it's just guys have to mesh, and sometimes you don't know if they can mesh.
Let's say your lines stay the same for, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 weeks in a row. There are conversations every week about that, are there not?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I'm one coach who probably changes lines less than, to be honest with you, I've been doing this a long time. I think I change lines less than any coach I've ever coached against. I can't tell you really why, but I know I have, just because I know everybody else's line combinations, and I just know what I've done in the past. So, you know, we'll see. I mean, obviously, if things are working, they're working, but injuries have a lot to say about it. And if you're trying to figure out, you know, you're trying to figure out things, you just got to, you know, sometimes you got to put everything in a blender and figure out, you know, what the best concoction is.
On special teams, with as many new faces as you guys have, this may take a while to get it where you want on the power play and the penalty kill, will it not?
Yeah, it might. It might. And guys are still learning. I mean, we have 10 new guys, so that's the other thing. And sometimes just because they have some experience, you think that, they're ready to rock and roll, but that's not the case whatsoever. I mean, it's a whole new level, you know, different expectations, different coach, different way of doing things. So sometimes it takes a little while.
As much special teams play as there was last weekend, it seemed, especially in the first period, both nights. How does that change how you have to coach the rest of the game as far as getting guys in when you can?
Well, you just, it all depends on how the game's going too. So, I mean, I shortened the bench even. I mean, I shortened the bench in the third period, so we had some guys who played a lot because they killed a lot of penalties. We had power play, and I went to three lines. So sometimes you just got to do what you got to do, and sometimes desperation kicks in.
Is there anything that a coach can do you'll never ensure it, but to increase chances of a good start, other than just, guys, we need to have a better start?
Not really. I mean, it's hard. I mean, what are you going to do? You know, you can't dictate how it's going to go. So it's a player's mindset, and you know, you also want to get a little luck, and you want a player's mindset, and you just